Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. So this is what we're asked to do, is to lay up the commandments of God and Jesus, the wisdom of God, in our hearts, in our minds. And that means that we're to think about those things. Now, we live in a society where people are always listening to pop music, and it's being played even when you don't want to listen to it. So the tendency is for us to get the words of human wisdom just playing over and over again in our head. And yet the way of true Christianity is to be spiritually minded. That's what's important. And here in the Old Testament, you see the idea, lay up my commandments in your heart. Keep my commandments and live, and my law like the apple of your eye. Now, the apple of your eye is your eyeball, and that's about the most sensitive spot on your body. And we, to God, are like the apple of his eye. In other words, if somebody touches us, then they are touching God. Somebody bullies you, they're bullying God. Somebody does something mean to you, they're doing it to God. He's very sensitive. And yet he asks us to have his law as the apple of our heart. In other words, the most deep sensitivity that we have is to his word. Bind them upon your fingers, write them on the table of your heart. So just like Moses wrote the law of God on the ten, or rather God wrote it on the two tables of stone, so we are to have God's law written on our hearts. In the New Testament, Paul talks about that, and he said, yes, that is what is going on now through the Spirit of God. So it is in our heart, in our mind, that we are to have God's law written. Say to wisdom, you are our sister, and call understanding your relative, that they may keep you from the Gentile woman or the strange woman, the stranger who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my window, and I saw among the simple ones a youth, a young man who didn't have understanding. He passed through the street near her corner, and he went the way of her house. In the evening, just as it was getting dark, this woman met her, dressed in a very, very bad way, and with a very cunning heart. She was loud and stubborn. Women like her, their feet don't stay in their house. She goes outside into the streets. She hangs around at the corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with a bold face said to him, I've got peace offerings with me. I've paid my vows today. And that's why I came out to meet you, and now I've found you. I've prepared my bed with coverings of tapestry, with fine linen from Egypt. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh. Come, let's take our fill of love until the morning. Let's comfort ourselves, for the good man, I think she means her husband, is not at home. He's gone away on a long journey. He's taken a bag of money with him, and he'll come back at the day appointed. So, this woman makes out that she's a believer. She says, look, I've got peace offerings with me, and I've paid my vows. So she's claiming that she is a believer. And this is why it says she's very cunning. This is a trouble, that it's not enough if somebody says they're a Christian or even says certain things about their devotion to God or Jesus. The point is, really and truly, are they really? And you get examples like this, warnings like this, not to just believe every word, but to be wise. And when she says, my husband, the good man, is not at home, he's gone on a long journey, and he's taken a bag of money with him, and he'll come back at the time appointed, Jesus uses those words. He'd obviously read these words that we're reading, and he put them into his parable, where the story that Jesus told about the man who went away, gave out money, and then said, I'm coming home at a time appointed. And he said, that man is me, Jesus. It's wonderful, as we read these things, to think Jesus read these same words. Anyway, with her much fair speech, she made him yield. She flattered him with her lips. He went immediately after her, but as an ox goes to the slaughter. It's rather like to get an ox to go to where it's going to be killed. They tempt it with some yummy food that's yummy for oxen. And that is what happened to this man. He went like a fool to the stocks until an arrow strikes through his liver. In his most innermost part, he's going to be poisoned and killed. Like a bird flies quickly into a snare, not knowing that it's going to take his life. So you see, having the wrong associations with people can take your life, can destroy you spiritually, even literally. This is why it is so important whom you are friends with. And what I found in my life is it's better to be without friends, to be alone with God, than to have bad friends. You've got to be really careful, because we all like sheep go astray. And that means that we tend to sin because of the group we're with, because we easily fall under the influence of people. And the call of Jesus Christ is very much to absolute strength of individual character. It is, in one sense, a call to individualism, to really be strong as an individual for Jesus and for God, and not to follow the crowd, and not to give in to some cheap woman like this or some guy who tempts us with flattering words, but to say, no, I know whom I have believed, and I'm not going your way. So listen to me now, therefore, O you children, and listen to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart decline to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths, for she's destroyed many, even many strong men by her ways. Her house is the way to the grave and goes down to the chambers of death.